The next major playwright in modern period is John Galsworthy, 1867 to 1933. John Galsworthy was born in Surrey, England. He was a law graduate, but later he soon became dissatisfied with law and turned to writing. The characters of Galsworthy are drawn from lower and middle class family and never from aristocratic class. He won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1932. He was also the first president of a literary association called Penn International. His first collection of short stories, From the Four Winds, was published in the year 1897, and the novel Jocelyn, 1898, was written under the pseudonym John St. John. That is, in the beginning of his career, John Galsworthy used the pseudonym John St. John. The Island Fairies, which was published in the year 1904, was the first book to appear under his own name. The Island Fairies, P-H-A-R-I-S-E-E-S. And there's a famous statement from John Galsworthy: take care of the characters, actions and dialogues, take care of itself. He gives priority for the crafting of the character. If the character is properly crafted by the author, actions and dialogues follows automatically. That's the opinion of John Galsworthy. He is also known for humor and comedy. Now let's start with the play, The Silver Box, 1906. It's a three-act comedy. In this play, Galsworthy criticizes the English legal system in England. He declares how the poor face the cruelty in law court, where he hoped for justice. The short summary of this play is enough for the exam point of view. So now let's start with that. It's all about Jack Bartwick. He's a drunkard person, and he is the son of a rich member of the British Parliament, Mr. John Bartwick. Jack Bartwick and Mr. John were fully drunken the previous night, and they were not aware of what they have done. But a silver box was stolen from Jack Bartwick's house, and now the servant report this to Mr. Bartwick. It was misunderstood that Mr. Jones would have taken this, and a police complaint was given. A police officer went to the house of Jones to trace out the theft. Mr. Jones was arrested. The police recovered the stolen box from Jones' house. Jones and Mrs. Jones were accused of theft, but both of them truly unaware how the silver box happens to be in their house. During the course of trial, it was found that Jones was out of job, Mrs. Jones was dismissed from service, the house in which they lived with their children was taken from them. That is, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, they are from poor family background and they have to face the brunt of the trial. Whereas Mr. Bartwick, in the due course, he was not very much interested in the proceeding with the case, and he tells the magistrate that he don't want to pursue the case of theft. He expressed his desire that Jones must be tried simply for violence to the police officer. After a long discussion, the magistrate set Mrs. Jones free and gave 1 month imprisonment for Mr. Jones. That is, Mr. and Mrs. Jones was not given the right justice just because they are poor, and Mr. Bartwick is now playing with the legal system as per his wish. That is the end of the story. The next work is Fortsay Saga, 1906 to 1921. It is a series of three novels and two interludes published between 1906 and 1921. John Galsworthy was publishing all these five works over a period of 15 years. The first novel is Man of Property, followed by an interlude, Indian Summer of Foresight. The third work is In Chancery, that is a novel. Then the fourth work is again an interlude, that is Awakening, followed by a novel, that is Too Late. So if I put all the five works in order, it comes like Man of Property, Indian Summer of Foresight, In Chancery, Awakening, Too Late. These are all the five works published over a period of 15 years. The novel chronicles the three generations of Foresight family, their desire for property at the cost of family happiness. The next work of John Galsworthy is Justice. It deals with the issues of crime and punishment, and it criticizes the judicial system of the world, where the rich always go scot-free, leaving the poor to rot in the prison. The story revolves around the poor clerk Falder and Ruth. Ruth is a miserable wife, socially and sexually harassed by her husband. And this poor Falder, he decided to help Ruth, and Falder decides to take her out of her misery by forging a check in order to help Ruth. The poor Falder is sentenced easily when he forges a check out of necessity, but Ruth's rich husband is never punished for harassing his wife. The next work of John Galsworthy is Strife. It's a three-act play in 1909. The plot is all about an unofficial strike at a factory. Now the trade union and the company directors, they are trying to resolve the affair because of the strike, the company workers have to face the hardships. But there is a confrontation between, during this time, there is a confrontation between the company chairman and the leader of the strike. The next play is The Skin Game, 1920. The plot tells a story of the interaction between two very different families in rural England just after the end of First World War. Detailed summary of these plays are not important, so now let's move on to the next work, Loyalties. Loyalties, 1922. Loyalties is one of the first plays to deal honestly and openly with the problems of anti-Semitism, A-N-T-I-S-E-M-I-T-I-S-M, anti-Semitism in aristocratic societies. That is, the play deals with the discrimination against Jewish community. It portrays how people have their loyalties lying in all the wrong places and follow their loyalties instead of fighting for truth and justice. The summary is all about the young captain, Ronald Dancy. He was called as a Ronnie throughout the play. He retired from his majestic service and he was completely absorbed in horses and women. Maintaining both horses and women now became an expensive affair because now he is retired and he doesn't have a money to maintain both. His stable was so expensive that he was at last forced to sell his horse, Rosemary Filly. The horse name is Rosemary Filly, to his friend Ferdinand D. Lewis. But he instructed Ferdinand not to sell this horse to anyone else. But Ferdinand sold the horse and Ronald Dancy, that is Roni, got infuriated. And immediately Roni start to show his discriminating mentality. That is, Ferdinand belongs to a Jewish community and that's why he was not able to keep up his promise. And this conclusion in the play Loyalty shows the discrimination against Jewish community. The next play is Escape, 1926. It's a play in 9 episodes. Former First World War British Army Captain Matt Dennett. This Captain Matt Dennett, M-A-T-T-D-E-N-A-N-T, Matt Dennett, he is trying to protect a poor prostitute from police detective, and in that fight, Dennett accidentally kills a person. Now Dennett gets sentenced to Dartmoor Prison, D-A-R-T-M-O-O-R, Dartmoor Prison, for manslaughter, but he escapes from the prison.